Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Are you going on holiday?
I will be on travelling next week, and then I'm taking half term off with the children. And then what am I doing? I'm going to South Africa, actually.
Very nice. Catch a bit of cricket, maybe.
The one day is start today, I think, in Cape Town. Actually, that would be lovely today. That would be beautiful. Newlands Cricket Ground, brewery in the backdrop, little glass of white wine there. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't drink, but white wine there for the locals, very nice.
Yeah, you can sort of watch the cricket while you're in the pool with a glass of white wine, or whatever is your fancy, and wait for your bride to be ready at lunchtime.
Very nice, isn't it? Does that sound better than the day you've got planned?
Well, a day in London.
Well, I don't know. Are you coming to London today?
No, not today, no.
Okay.
No. Oh, better than today? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'd be there. It's a shame it's just such a long way. Otherwise, I'd be off. Okay, markets. Wall Street bounced back yesterday. Seemed to turn away from the coronavirus to more positive economic news, but it's lurking in the background, isn't it? And the figures coming out of China are pretty shocking.
Yeah, exactly right. Reports that the infection rate is doubling every 5 days. The economy still remains in effective lockdown, or large parts of it certainly does. But markets, you say, trying to take that a little bit inside. Investors considering the effectiveness of measures to try and contain the virus and potential responses from policymakers, not only to boost the economy, but also stabilise financial markets. Appearing to work, Asian equities have risen overnight. Chinese stocks certainly been stabilising after what was a volatile session as they returned from the Lunar New Year holiday with a loss of around about 8% the previous session. Shanghai composite index overnight has opened down a further 2.2%, then recovered to register gains of 1.4%. Follows on from the gains that we saw on Wall Street. Traders there, of course, awaiting the results of the Iowa caucuses. May take some time for that to come through. Apparently, there's problems with the reporting process there that's been delaying those results. S&P 500 was up 0.7%. NASDAQ was up 1.3%. Should set us up for a better start on the European bourses this morning. Currently, calling the FTSE up 42 points. DAX over in Frankfurt up 47 points. CAC in Paris up 19 points.
Why is it that US elections always seem to run into these problems? I mean, that takes it back to the hanging chads, doesn't it? Yeah.
Was that 2000 hanging chad?
Al Gore against George Bush Jr., wasn't it? Yeah, George. Yeah, and it was a bit of a mess. Anyway, just going back to the coronavirus, and we keep hearing conflicting reports about a possible vaccine, but so you can bet your bottom dollar that the world's pharmaceutical giants are working on it.
Yeah, they'll be working on it, and health authorities will be working on it. And there's an argument for saying actually the world is in a better position, China, and the world is in a better position to deal with it. Seeing improvements in terms of the shared transfer of data and knowledge around what's been taking place, much more transparent process. Significant improvement in medical protocols over the course of the past few years, certainly when you compare it with the SARS virus. So lots of people are focusing on that and believing that actually we will see an impact of growth, but slightly only to be perhaps first, maybe into the second quarter as well, then a recovery as some of that stimulus or additional stimulus starts to kick in.
Now, the pound took a hammering yesterday after Boris Johnson spoke and Michel Barnier replied. And I was just thinking, if you're planning a sort of a camping car holiday to France next year, you might want to start queuing now at the Channel ports.
You can imagine it's going to be rather difficult if that deal doesn't get happen. The pound dropped the most in 7 weeks yesterday. It's conflicting statements from the UK and European Union fueling fears. Two sides will indeed struggle to do that trade agreement. Sterling fell somewhere around 1% or so to lead the losses amongst G10 currencies yesterday. Michel Barnier, of course, the EU chief negotiator, said Brussels would offer a highly ambitious trade deal. If he'd left it there, it would have been fine, but only if London agrees to follow its rules. That, of course, was plainly rejected by Boris Johnson. Pound, we should remember, has rallied over the course of the past few months on expectations that Boris Johnson would indeed win the election and break the political deadlock. The banking, remember, kept rates on hold last week despite signs of weakness in the economy and lower levels of inflation. However, the euphoria has been fading. Traders now wait and see whether a deal can indeed be done and whether some of the positive survey data, the election bounce, will translate into hard growth and rising inflation.
Yeah, it's hard to know who to believe. I mean, a lot of people are saying he's just blustering this one out. But I can't imagine for the life of me that he would want to inflict sort of so much damage on the UK economy.
It's true. His negotiating stance has proved to be probably more successful than some of its predecessors, it has to be said, and taking this hard stance has pushed the European Union into measures that were previously considered inconceivable. So perhaps he is somewhat of a master of this and starts off strong and then eventually gets the deal that he's looking for. So time will tell whether that turns out to be the case. This time around, the stakes are considerably higher from the European Union's perspective because, of course, yes, they want to have the UK as a trading partner, but they also want to maintain the integrity of the European Union.
You say he gets the deal he wants, but I mean, the withdrawal agreement is what Theresa May first proposed and was roundly rejected, including by Mr. Johnson, who said that no British Prime Minister could ever sign up to such a deal, and then he signed it.
Yeah, well, there was a few changes, you're absolutely right, but not dramatic changes. And as you say, the spin that Boris Johnson is able to put on things sometimes makes it a little bit more palatable for his party. And of course, the fact that he's got a significant majority will give him a stronger hand in trying to push for a more centrist agreement, perhaps, than he would have been allowed to do under other circumstances.
They thought it was all over on the 31st of January, but it's just beginning, really, isn't it?
It truly is.
Mm. And results out from Google, not great results. I mean, YouTube is doing well, but Google is lagging behind.
Yeah, shares falling 4% in after-hours trading. Reported quarterly revenue that missed analyst estimates. That was due to waning search advertising growth and disappointing new sales numbers from YouTube, although it's the first time they've published those. So some analysts were clearly overly excited about the potential, or certainly what YouTube is producing today. Revenue still came at $37.6 billion in the fourth quarter. Ad revenue in the quarter rose 17%, but that's slower than 20% year-on-year growth in the same quarter of last year. YouTube's ads generated $15 billion in 2019. That was up 36% on the previous year, but as I say, falling short of some analysts' forecasts. Cloud has been the big growth area they've been talking about as we've gone through this reporting season, particularly from the likes of Amazon, from Microsoft. Alphabet appears some way behind those market leaders. Sales were up 53%, but only came in at $2.6 billion. Alphabet shares have been a good performer, very strong performance last year, and made a good start to this year. So you've got to put the fall that we've seen in after-hours trading in the context of the 10% rise that we've seen year-to-date.
You got your own YouTube channel?
No, I can't say I have. Do you think I should have one?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you could do the Barclays Weekly Market Update report on it and stuff
like
that.
That would be nice. I'd need someone to help me produce this and bring it together. If you've got any thoughts.
I wonder who that could be. Right, foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against dollar looking a little bit weaker, as I say, this morning, coming in at 1.30. Euro dollar 1.10.5. 1 euro, 17.5 cents for your British pound this morning.
You still taking questions?
Still taking questions on...
financial matters.
Yeah, of course, always.
Okay. Right.
No problem there.
So people should email you at the usual address.
Unless you're in the United States.
Okay. Unless you're in the... Why, what's wrong with them?
Well, you know, you've got some sort of regulatory issues.
Okay, right. Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Hank Potts and Barclays.